94.7 Buck FM. Good morning to you. Well, I just tried to make sure that you can see the special guest here. Larry Hall is joining me from Jerome's 2020. And sorry about the road construction out there, man. We were talking about that off the microphone here, and we have a wee bit of construction out there, so it's a little challenging to get in here, Larry. But thank you so much for joining us. What we're talking about are the projects in the city of Jerome, the county of Jerome, and you brought me a list, and it is long. I mean, let's just kind of do some highlights here. What's going on?
Okay. So I think we probably got the most amount of projects that I don't know if we ever have, but certainly for a long, long time. But in a lot of the past, we didn't have much in the county, but we have a vast amount out there as well as in the city. It seems like every day there's a new thing that comes our way. Just for reference, Jerome 2020 is a group formed about 8 years ago, and we support both the city and the county. And they support us, and we work on economic development projects. And so it's kind of interesting to work both ways. Probably our largest project on the list right now at the county is True West Beef, and they're building a huge meat processing facility. And that is located on Highway 93 between 100 North and 200 North across from the White Clover Dairy and just south of the Red Clover Dairy, if you know where those are
okay,
at.
But
they're hiring about 400 employees.
Wow.
And they'll be building this structure until sometime in mid 2022.
Okay.
But their employees will come a few at a time.
Sure.
But we have one of our projects that kind of hides south of town in the city is called Fiber Care Baths.
And, I saw that on the list. What's that all about?
So this is a company that came out of California.
Okay.
And they make bath inserts and shower inserts and bathtubs and all those kind of things out of fiberglass and acrylic. And they just kind of snuck in here and they bought the old Kenworth building. It's about 30,000 square feet.
Oh, okay. And out there on South Lincoln.
And on the frontage road. And they've already filled it up with about 50 employees and lots of fiberglass stuff.
Okay.
And they plan to add on to that plant and bring in a lot more employees. So, then we have several different projects. Nelson Jameson is another one that's in the what we call the North Side subdivision down
30,000 square feet. Yeah,
30,000 square feet. And they're a distribution facility for the dairy industry and the dairy processors.
Perfect.
So they're coming and... then we have others like Schooler building a special facility to process basically
barley.
Fish food out of barley. And they're building,
they're
excavating right now for a new facility south of their current operation there, south of town.
Now, the Farmers National Bank right behind there's a big construction job there. What's that going on?
That is Family Health Services. Is building, they've been here for a long time and behind Wright Physical Therapy and so on.
Right, they're moving across. Okay, they're moving across the road.
Yeah, and so they're doubling
there.
Their space, they're doubling the size of their parking and so on. They bought a 3-acre parcel that will give them a lot of room for expansion.
Right.
And they're starting, I think, to move in, so we're going to try to convince them to have a ribbon cutting here.
Oh, yeah, we got to, I'm on the chamber, so we are good at cutting ribbons. I'll tell you
absolutely.
What, we got a big old pair of scissors for that.
No kidding. So we're going to try to get them to do that.
All right.
So we just have a number of things going on, things in the trucking industry that support our plants, just... new opportunities every day.
Now, Maverick is moving just basically right across the street from Conpaulus.
That's right. The land was, there's still quite a bit of land owned by a gentleman that I probably shouldn't mention his name, but anyway, he sold 2 acres to them. And the city has annexed about 40 acres out there.
Wow.
And brought city water, city sewer. So, they're excavating like crazy out there for a new Maverick.
A lot of people might ask, and it's in the works with planning and zoning because I happen to be on that little committee, but the building of homes in the area is increasing dramatically. They working down the pipeline, there's some more home that's going to be built right there behind the high school, right there on Tiger Drive, that they're working on getting approval for. So that's just one of the locations. But do you guys work mostly with businesses, or are you I mean, obviously, you're bringing in businesses. You're also trying to get some housing area, right?
Well, that's right. And because of the businesses, we mainly 2020 works with industrial and light industrial, and it's like more of a large commercial. But now it's necessary to get involved in making sure there's housing, right, both in the city and the county. Well, there's quite a bit of land out in the county that's already been platted, but you know, under farming right now, that needs to be, you know, have roads cut in and that type of thing.
Right.
But there's even some subdivisions out there that sat empty for a number of years, and now they're filling up. So
right,
it's amazing. But yes, when you look at, even if we have half of the employees from Two Rust Beef and this Fiber Care Baths and all these other projects that are bringing 20 people here, 15 people here, and so on, it all adds up to some pretty good size numbers, you know, maybe 400 to 500 or whatever over the next, say, year or
yeah,
plus. And so we've got to have housing for those
for
folks.
For all those folks,
and
yeah.
What's happened in the real estate market, both here, Twin, I don't know if other areas, but we have such low inventory that, in terms of existing homes, that it's incredible. So the only way we're really going to be able to fill these needs is through new construction.
Right. Now, one of the things that, and we've said this for years, is it still kind of the idea is to move, Jerome is slowly moving toward Twin Falls. I mean, we're creeping toward the Canyon Rim. Is that still kind of, you know, a lot of development going on? I mean, is that kind of, or do you just kind of look anywhere in Jerome, or how do you do that?
Well, it's really based on the need. One of the things we do is help our industries find land and help them with infrastructure and that type of thing.
But right,
the general direction is headed east to 93.
Right.
You know, obviously, there's no way we can go west without hopping over the freeway. south, we, you know, there's going to be some growth there. But
yeah,
for the most part, we're looking at east. And
yeah,
the city's comprehensive plan, well, their area of impact, I should say.
Yeah.
Goes out to 93,
okay,
and part of the locations, and then there's a commercial corridor that was established in the comprehensive plan for the county in 2018 that goes from the top of the county clear down to the Perrine Bridge, and
okay,
you know, with that, you know, commercial development can happen. So
right,
we really see that 93 is an area now.
Excellent.
It'll take years for the city to
oh, yeah,
migrate that
yeah,
direction.
Yeah, it's not going to happen tomorrow, that's
right,
for sure. So people listening out there might say, oh, wait a minute, hold on, what do we got going on? But this is kind of years in planning. But it's good to see a lot of these businesses. If anybody has any questions or would like to become part of your group, I mean, I'm guessing that you would, anybody that would like to become more familiar with what you do, you're more than welcome, I'm guessing, to have them call you, right? Get a hold of you.
Absolutely. And we have monthly board meetings, which they can attend. They're really open for our members. We have, in addition to the city and county supporting us, we also have about 18 to 20 different businesses that contribute to Jerome 2020. And
2020, yeah,
the meetings are open for that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, I am looking forward to all the new development. That is what keeps a town growing and not turning into sagebrush. And that's kind of something that makes me proud to say that I'm part of this area, and good to see that. Do you guys work, is it just Jerome, or do you kind of, if a business says, well, I'm kind of looking toward Twin Falls, I mean, do you kind of say, well, come on back over to Jerome, or what do you do there?
Well, obviously, our focus is Jerome County and Jerome City and County. And so
right,
if they want to go to the canyon edge, that's all right, you know, because
yeah,
the river is our southern border. So if they want to do that, that's
yeah,
fine.
That's cool. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. And Larry, keep us informed as to everything that's going on. And do you mind, I'm going to guess you don't mind people knowing where you're located. Maybe you could tell people
no,
they have any questions or whatever, how to get a hold of you.
So absolutely. We're on the corner of Lincoln and Main, and we office with CSI in their north, in their campus in Jerome.
Okay.
And we have a great partnership with them. And then also we office with the Chamber.
Jerome Chamber of Commerce, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so, with Cheryl. She'll be in tomorrow and tell me all the things that's going on. So she's actually the one that sent me a note and said, hey, you need to talk to Larry. And I said, okay, perfect, we will. All right,
thank
Larry,
you.
So it's good to talk to you, and thank you so much for stopping by. And don't be a distant partner here. You keep track and keep us up to date with what's going on. I appreciate that. That's awesome.
Well, definitely. Well, one of the things we're saying now, and a lot of people are saying, it's Jerome's time. And yeah, it is, and we're enjoying it.
Do you guys look at the census? Do you work closely with what's going on there, or is that just kind of what it is what it is?
Well, we were part of this census building and did a lot of work there. And, yeah. Of course, yeah, a lot of things depend on that as far as funding. And we look at our mix as far as, racial mix and some of those kind of things. And
is there any secret numbers that you can give out? I mean, how things are looking for the city, or have they announced anything yet? Is that still just kind of undercover at this point?
Have not announced any numbers yet.
Okay.
But we are growing, definitely.
Yeah. So I think the sign says 10,800. We probably have gone past that.
Yeah, it's more like 11,700, something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Larry. Appreciate you stopping by. And like I said, don't be a stranger. All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Like what you